Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, we got a big hour ahead. We've got a new Jalen Rager song in this hour. I don't think you don't want to miss that.
Oh?
Joe Conklin? It's a masterpiece. We got that coming up. We got a ton of other stuff to deal with, including I know Keith Jones wants to lash out at some point at the Flyers.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Josie?
Is that right?
But I got a guy on the line right here. Normally you hear his voice nice and clear from home, but he's on the road, Al.
Yeah.
Apparently doing a lot of football coverage.
What a wild weekend.
It is 4:01 a.m. Oh, he's here? He did a red eye?
Yeah, he landed.
Oh, red eye. This guy never sleeps. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm football guy, the great Ross Tucker. Hi, Ross.
Angelo, yeah, man. I'm already on the turnpike. I landed like 40 minutes ago at PHL.
All right, listen, I need your itinerary from the start of the week until now. Where have you been and what have you done?
So I drove about halfway up to Buffalo on Friday and stayed in Corning, New York. And then I drove the rest Saturday and I did the Bills-Patriots game in the booth Saturday night, which was awesome other than how freezing it was. Drove halfway back that night, stayed in Corning, New York again, slept from like 2:30 a.m. to 6 a.m., drove the rest of the way back home so I could do the Eagles pregame show with Glenn Macnow and Joe Giglio. And then I drove to the airport after the Eagles game, flew out to L.A. Sunday, and then was on the sideline last night with Kurt Warner for the Rams and Cardinals, took the red eye back, landed 40 minutes ago, and now I'm on with you guys.
All right, listen, first of all, you played for Belichick, and you watched the defensive genius give up a touchdown on every drive the entire football game. You must have been going nuts that you were seeing that happen to your old coach.
Yeah, so if you have to put him into categories, Angelo, I'm more Team Brady than Team Belichick.
Yeah,
so
right.
That was not the worst thing I've ever seen with these two eyes. Look, the guy's obviously a phenomenal coach. You know, he's a first ballot Hall of Fame coach. We know all that, right?
Yeah.
But it's got to take a little bit of the shine off. I mean, he just pitched the first perfect game in NFL history. The Bills didn't punt once. They took a knee or scored a touchdown every series. Not a great look for Belichick. It's also not a great look that, you know, Tom Brady has now won 5 playoff games without him. Belichick has won 1 playoff game.
Wow. All right. Ross, listen, I got it. One other thing. We lost it there for a second, but you tweeted out something that really connected with me. Because those damn Dallas fans pelted the officials with debris. I don't know if you saw what came out yesterday. There were some vicious fights outside their stadium. And they're still talking to us about snowballs. What did you see from those fans doing that to the officials? What did you think of that? And then Dak saying it was good. We lost Ross.
No, I got you.
Okay.
Got
me? Oh, there he is.
All right, go ahead. Well, normally you don't pause that long.
Yeah, well, no, I was looking at my servers because I lost you for a second. So, Angelo, The thing is, well, first of all, I don't care if they're aiming for the refs or not.
Yeah.
DeMarcus Lawrence, their star defensive end, had to use his helmet to block it from hitting him in the head.
Yep.
So, I mean, maybe Eagles fans just have better accuracy than Cowboys fans do. So that's number one. Number two, you know, it just bothers me growing up around here because, you know, the Cowboys act like they're, like, so classy. And everybody always brings up Eagles fans this, Eagles fans that. Already, it's Tuesday, and nobody's talking about what the Cowboys fans did anymore other than in Philly.
You're right.
Whereas if it were Eagles fans that did it, they'd be talking about all, you know, 10 years from now, I'd be like, oh, remember when they threw stuff at their own players? You know, the Cowboys fans get the benefit of the doubt, Eagles fans. So it really just bothers me. It's like,
it should.
There's dirt fans everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. All right, we got some crises here that we need your opinion on. We're back in the debate mode when it comes to Jalen Hurts. Where are you on Hurts right now, Ross? You looking for another guy or you giving him another year?
You know, I'm kind of where I've been the whole time. You know, I kind of reject the people, Angelo, that are so caught up in the moment. I mean, there are people, and we all know some of them, that at 12:45 on Sunday said that the Eagles were going to beat the Bucs,
yeah,
and that Jalen Hurts was definitely the guy for years to come. And by 2:45, they were tweeting the Eagles need a new quarterback.
Yes, you're talking, I mean, to him.
No, 100% right. No, I got to be honest, but yes, he does bring you back and forth, Ross. He's very hard to get a handle on, you know?
That's fair, but all I'm saying is if your entire thought process can change in 2 hours, it's a bad thought process. I'll give you an example, right? I was on the sideline last night. Mm. Kyler Murray, Angelo, could not have been worse. I mean, he was terrible. Think about how bad Hurts was on Sunday. I promise you, anybody that watched last night knows Kyler Murray was way, way worse. Yet, nobody's saying who the Cardinals are going to get. I'm not saying Hurts is Kyler Murray, but my point is, you know, I don't think we should rush to judgment based on one bad playoff game. I mean, nobody's saying is Mac Jones the guy for the Patriots or not. So much of the conversation around Hurts remains framed by his entry point, which is that he was a mid-second-round pick, and so he's not as secure,
yep,
as Kyler Murray or Mac Jones. I guess I would just like to treat him like the same way a first-round pick would be treated, because I think he's kind of earned that. That doesn't mean if they can get Russell Wilson or Aaron Rodgers or one of these guys, they shouldn't listen and maybe even try. I think they should. But you also have to keep into account, I do think Hurts will continue to get better. And Angelo, he's making $1 million each of the next 2 years. $1 million. I mean, whoever they would get better be way, way better than Hurts, for sure. To trade a lot, you want to trade a lot to pay Russell Wilson $40 million, he sure as heck better be a lot better than Hurts.
Absolutely. Ross, we got another crisis. Jalen Reagor, help me out here. He stinks. Ross, he can't make a play to save his life. Is it time to cut bait with that bum?
You know, I think that the Eagles are smart enough to realize that if someone would give them something of value for Reagor, I think that they should consider it. You know, his salary is guaranteed for the next 3 years, so cutting him doesn't really make any sense, especially when they don't have anybody, at least that they deem better right now. But I'm worried about him. You know, I've been worried about him, but I just, you know, some of these guys, they figure it out, like their third year. I'd be surprised if he figures it out. And I understand, you know, when you invest a first-round pick, you want to try to give the guy as many opportunities as possible. But, you know, he's a kid that we know listens to social media. I think he's all in his head now, and I just, you know, it'd be a remarkable story if he had kind of like an Aguilar-like turnaround and had a really good year. I mean, that would be awesome, but let's be honest, it's pretty unlikely. So if someone was willing to give them something for Rager, I think they should probably really consider it.
One last one. You own an NFL team. Are you going to hire Jonathan Gannon as your head coach?
No, not right now. Not yet. I would like to see more improvement from him as a coordinator. Like I told you before, he's an impressive guy to talk to, but I would like to see more improvement in his second year as a coordinator before I do that. I mean, you know, the Staley guy out with the Chargers got hired after 1 year as coordinator, but he had the number one defense with the Rams. I mean, Gannon has not had the number one defense. I don't think he's really earned that yet, but obviously his reputation has gotten around the league with three different teams going to interview him. But I was kind of disappointed. I'll give him credit for this. It felt like he figured it out, and they figured it out on Sunday. But those first three drives, it was like the first half of the year where it's just so frustrating because you feel like you're powerless to stop. You feel like it's inevitable that Bray's going to dink and dunk 2 seconds and score touchdowns. They did figure it out, though, as the game went on, and if it wasn't for those turnovers in the second half, I don't know how many points they would have given up. They got some pressure. But no, I'm not ready to hire Gannon as a head coach yet, no.
We'll be talking to you many times in this offseason, Russ. I just have one last thing. Could you give me your precise location right now? Where are you?
Yes, I am going past Peter J. Camille Service Plaza. I'm almost, I'm like 10 miles from the Morgantown exit.
Morgantown. Very good.
There will be a Conklin show there next week.
There is one. Ross, we love you, man. Get some sleep.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.